You're listening to The Soft Podcast, your space for fascia-focused healing and body autonomy. Every episode brings you practical tools, real-life stories, and the science of trauma-informed transformation. Take a breath and let's explore what's possible together. The intersection of neurodivergence and bodily experience reveals fascinating insights into how different minds process physical sensations and awareness. Traditional bodywork and healing practices have long followed a one-size-fits-all approach, often creating barriers for those whose nervous systems operate differently. For individuals with autism, ADHD, and other forms of neurodivergence, being asked to focus on bodily sensations can feel overwhelming or even impossible. The soft approach emerges as a groundbreaking methodology that fundamentally honors neurodiversity in bodywork. This method recognizes that each person's body communicates in its own unique language, and that protective patterns in the fascia, the body's connective tissue network, often develop in response to sensory overload, masking behaviors, or societal pressure to conform to neurotypical expectations. These protective patterns manifest in various ways, from muscle tension and emotional shutdown to stimming behaviors or areas of reduced sensation. Understanding these patterns requires acknowledging that they serve a purpose. They're adaptive responses that helped individuals navigate challenging environments or experiences. Rather than viewing these patterns as problems to be corrected, the soft approach sees them as important information about how each person's nervous system has learned to cope and protect itself. The methodology makes several radical departures from traditional bodywork practices. Instead of enforcing rigid protocols, it adapts to meet individuals where they are in their bodily awareness journey. Movement, fidgeting, and stimming are not just tolerated but welcomed as valuable forms of self-regulation and body wisdom. Participants are encouraged to incorporate tools and objects that enhance their comfort, such as weighted blankets, textured materials, or fidget devices. Time flexibility represents another crucial innovation in this approach. Rather than expecting sustained attention for long periods, the method embraces short intervals and considers breaks as integral parts of the practice. This acknowledgement of varying attention spans and processing needs makes the work more accessible and effective for neurodivergent individuals. A particularly illuminating case study involves a non-binary autistic individual who previously struggled with traditional body awareness exercises. Their success with the soft approach came through carefully crafted accommodations, dimmed lighting, use of a weighted blanket, and structured, predictable short sessions. Instead of attempting to process multiple bodily sensations simultaneously, they focused on single areas or incorporated gentle movement to maintain a sense of safety and control. Over time, this personalized approach led to significant improvements in their relationship with touch and body awareness. The practice introduces accessible techniques like micro-noticing, which offers a gentle entry point into body awareness. This simple but powerful exercise involves briefly focusing attention on a single body part, perhaps a hand, foot, or cheek, and noticing any sensations, textures, or temperature variations present. Participants are free to move, rock, or use fidget tools while exploring these subtle sensations, making the practice more manageable and less overwhelming. The implications of this approach extend beyond individual sessions, challenging fundamental assumptions about what constitutes effective bodywork and healing practices. By validating diverse experiences and recognizing that there's no universal correct way to connect with one's body or nervous system, the soft approach creates space for authentic healing that honors individual neurotypes and needs. This validation proves particularly powerful for neurodivergent individuals who may have previously felt excluded from or unsuccessful in traditional healing practices. The approach recognizes that healing is deeply personal and that success looks different for each person. Whether someone requires complete silence or background noise, darkness or light, movement or stillness, their preferences are honored as valid expressions of their body's wisdom. The soft approach demonstrates that effective healing practices can and should adapt to meet diverse needs rather than expecting individuals to conform to standardized methods. This flexibility and acceptance create opportunities for meaningful connection with one's body that might otherwise remain inaccessible. Through curiosity and adaptation, it makes space for all bodies and all ways of experiencing the world offering a truly inclusive path to body awareness and healing. Thank you for joining us on the Soft Podcast. If you found today's episode helpful, explore more resources and tools at thesoftapproach.com. Until next time, remember, gentle attention is the beginning of embodied change.